This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 35, how to maximize your hustle and maybe work a little less. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, hustlers? I am pumped for today's episode, as usual, but I'm especially pumped because I want to talk about something that is so integral to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle brand, and that is hustle. So I was prompted to do this episode because, you know, hustle has been a key part of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle brand, but what exactly is hustle? How do we define it? What does it actually mean? And more importantly, how do we bring hustle into our business, maximize that hustle without killing ourselves? Because we get so many mixed messages about hustle right now. For whatever reason, it's a hot topic word, and there's every school of thought from, you know, ditch the hustle, to embrace the hustle, to redefine the word hustle. And so what my hope is with this episode is to really dive deep to what is hustle in terms of what it means for Heart, Soul, and Hustle, what I think it means for my audience, and how I think we can really dive deep on this to maximize the hustle that we do, and how hustling doesn't mean working more. So very excited to dive into this episode. But before we do, I just want to let you know, today's episode is sponsored by a free little workbook that I've got for you today. So if you have been seeing Heart, Soul, and Hustle challenges, you've seen our five-day challenges, or you've seen some of our students create really amazing five-day challenges that have become five-figure and multi-five-figure launches, you want to head over to heartsoulhustle.com/challenge book, where I have a free workbook waiting for you that's going to dive deep on everything that you need to know to run a really successful challenge. We're going to talk about identifying your topic, understanding how to appeal to your audience, and even help you get some of your marketing plans in place. So again, heartsoulhustle.com/challenge book, and we'll also have that featured on the show notes page. Now, with all of that good stuff out of the way, let's dive in to today's episode. So I told you a little bit in the intro that I decided to do this episode because hustle has become this buzzword in the industry. And when I say the industry, I basically mean the internet. Anywhere that you see ads or other digital courses or consultants, it's the hot button issue right now. And so I decided to talk about it because almost a year ago, I was fortunate enough to join James Wedmore's Inner Circle Mastermind. And the reason that I joined James's Mastermind is because James has an amazing business, but he's not working all the time. You know, I see him surfing and traveling and doing the stuff that he wants with his life, but he is like one of the most successful people that I know in this space. I also wanted to do this episode because, you know, I see that James has achieved that, and that's what I'm working towards. And, you know, with hustle and how integral it is to my brand, I want people to understand that hustling more doesn't mean working more. In fact, you know, I really did hustle for the first, you know, 18 months of my business pretty hardcore, which we'll talk about. But now I don't work a ton. I mean, listen, I still have, you know, every once in a while I have that 12-hour day or I have to pull that all-nighter. But, you know, we're going into a big launch that we've been planning. And my goal is to not really have to spend more than 1 or 2 hours a day on launch activities. And it's going to be a major launch. So how am I hustling more if I'm working less? And finally, I want to just take a moment to touch on the benefit of more revenue in your life and your business. And what it really, you know, this kind of aha moment that I had about the power of more money in your pocket, especially for those of us that are scaling up and unsure, you know, should I be trying to make more money? You know, how much money is acceptable for someone like me to make, and all these internal questions that come up. So this is going to be a really fun episode. We're going to talk mindset, and we're going to talk, you know, actual logistics, and we're going to talk why you should be hustling more and less. But let's start here. What exactly is the word Hustle. So I decided to do a really simple Google search. I won't sit here and tell you that I spent hours researching, but I've spent years working my business, and I decided that with the way that everybody loves to throw around the word, I wanted to go get it defined. And the first thing is that it comes from a Dutch word meaning to shake or toss, which I love because I think real hustlers love to shake things up. They toss their name in the ring and they love to be change makers, also known as, you know, the movers and the shakers of the industry. And some of the core definitions, I think this is where I got a little uncertain about how much we use this word. So some of the definitions of hustle that you'll find online are to obtain by forceful action or persuasion, kind of like, you know, forcing someone, you hustle them out of something. Busy movement and activity, you know, staying busy. To force or move hurriedly or unceremoniously in a specific direction, or to push roughly or jostle. Now, when I was looking up these definitions and why I even decided to include them is that I think that they're kind of aggressive. And I think that, you know, we have kind of brought the word hustle into this domain, right? Into the marketing world or the business world or the entrepreneurial world or however you like to define yourself. We brought the word in and we like that it really stands for that busy movement of activity. I thought this was almost divine intervention when I read that definition because I was recently listening to the Mind Your Business podcast again with James Wedmore, and they were talking about how much we pride ourselves on being busy. We love to pride ourselves on being busy. It's just, maybe it's the generation, maybe it's the mentality that if you're busy, you're doing work. And if you're working more, you're earning more. And if you're earning more, you're worth more. And truthfully, that's just not correct. You know, the more you work, especially in a business like this, it doesn't mean that you're going to make more money. It doesn't even mean that you are hustling more. It just means you're working more. But the one thing that I really loved and the core definition that I wanted to pull out was to force or move hurriedly or unceremoniously in a specified direction. Now, I don't really love this definition either because honestly, what this definition means is to force someone to do something. But the way that I like to think about hustle and what all of these definitions really brought for me are they all focus on really strategic action, you know, premeditated action, kind of a negative connotation here. They also focus on action or movement, and they focus on a specified direction. Now, here's what hustling is to me. Here's my real definition, is doing the work you need to do to move your life in the direction you want to move your life with intention, action, and movement. Now, what I define hustle as is kind of this little combination of all these definitions. It is moving forward. It is having direction. It is making waves and shaking things up. You know, I told you that hustle originally comes from a word that means to shake and toss, and I think that that is really where it's at. So I wanted to give you some steps to maximize your hustle, but before we even got there, I had to step back for a second and say, what exactly is hustle and how do we define it? And, you know, for the sake of this episode and really for the Heart, Soul, and Hustle brand, which is kind of a bold statement, but hustling is doing the work that some people won't do or doing whatever it takes to move your life and your business in the direction you want to go with intentional activity, right? Notice that the definition that I have doesn't mean working 80 hours a week. It means doing the stuff people won't do. And guess what? Sometimes when you're first starting out, that does mean working more. Sometimes when you do your first launch, that does mean pulling an all-nighter. Sometimes when you get your office hours perfect and you work only 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day, some days you have to stay till 6 or you have to stay till 8, right? There isn't this polarizing definition of hustle that we have to embrace. We can say, listen, it's just the middle ground. It's not working yourself to the bone, but it's also not finding comfort in complacency. And so now that we've really said what hustle is, I want to explain that right now in my business, I work a lot less than I used to. And I want to really talk about kind of the roses mentality that I see around hustle as well. And this is not to speak bad against anybody. I think everybody has their own school of thought. I'm sure as I record this, there's already somebody out there forming an opposing opinion, and that's okay. K. But the really key thing that I want to start with here is tell you that I do truly believe that that first year or that first 6 months or even 18 months in business, you do have to hustle, right? There is something to be said about that grit, about yes, at some point you do have to stay up overnight. Listen, I love Facebook ads, right? I talk about Facebook ads all the time. But if you don't have deep pockets on day one, you can't automate and scale your business with ease. I think that, you know, ease and hustle and flow and work and sweat and grace, they become buzzwords. And there are times and places for both. And so, you know, I've recently come into a season in my business where I do get to work less. You know, I'm very intentional with my work. I've maximized my hustle where I'm not working, you know, 12-hour days anymore. On my weekends, I'm usually working 3 to 4 hours, which is wonderful. Maybe Saturday I work 3 or 4, Sunday I work 3 or 4. Some weekends I don't work at all. And I'm not working until 2 in the morning every day anymore. Now, sometimes I feel inspired and I want to stay up. Sometimes I feel zero inspiration and I work a 3-hour day. But here's the thing. I totally consider myself a hustler because I move intentionally towards what I want in my life and my business, and I do it with intention and direction. So now that we have that really clear picture of what hustle is, and again, just to distill it down to a very simple thought process, it's doing what it takes to get what you want. And in my case, it's doing that with intention and not taking advantage of people, right? It goes without saying that we have ditched the negative connotation of the word hustle, and we're talking about moving your self. So now I want to go into the 5 steps to maximize your hustle. So at this point, I want to talk about your hustle as a muscle. Ooh, and we rhyme. I like that. I want to talk about your hustle as a muscle. So hustle is something that grows with you. And really, it's determination, right? It's that grit. It's that moving factor. And if you want to maximize that, I have a little 5 steps that I've kind of whipped up that I think will help you do more with less time. And here's the really cool part. Maximizing your hustle, maximizing your forward momentum and direction isn't about working more. It's about maximizing your time when you're here and maybe working less. And so that's why I was so excited to release this episode, because I've never seen hustle more, work less together. And I know that the beginning wasn't quite as actionable as my podcasts normally are, but now we're going to get into the actionable stuff that you can actually do to start improving your hustle game. So first things first, ask why you're doing this. We've heard this before, and maybe this comes from my background in direct sales, but there was always this saying I heard coming up in business: ask why, or know your why, or a why that makes you cry. If you are hustling for more time with your family and you are working 16-hour days, you are directly hustling against what you're working for. Now, I think we're all guilty of this, and I think there's times that you have to sacrifice. But, you know, this actually came to me when I was working one day. I was working 12-hour days when I was hustling up in my business in the early days. I remember I was looking at my dogs. This is a totally true story, as silly as it might sound. I was looking at my dogs thinking, you know, I woke up this morning, I rolled out of bed, I got to work, and I've just been plugging away all day, and they're just sitting there staring at me for attention. And, you know, I think of my dogs as my children. Anybody that listens knows that. But I remember thinking, if I'm working so hard because I want more time to kind of enjoy my life, right? I want more time with my dogs. I want more time outside. I want more time to travel. But I'm actively working against that right now. What needs to change? And the truth is, we're all in different seasons of our business. So if you are a 20-something with no significant other and 2 dogs like I am, you can work 12-hour days and it's not a big deal. If you have a full-blown family, maybe you can only work 4-hour days. If you are doing this because, listen, this is the last end of the road and you have to make the money, most people, I recommend you don't operate a business from that place, but I get it. Everybody's circumstances are different. So whether you work 4 hours, 8 hours, or 12 hours a day, just check in with why you're working that much and see, you know, is this in alignment, right? So step one is just purely ask, am I in alignment? Once you ask if you're in alignment, then you can move on to step two, which I call find your 20%. Now, most of you that listen to this show, you've probably read a book called Think and Grow Rich, or if you haven't, there's a principle in there called the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle. It goes by a million names, but basically what it says is 80% of the results we get come from 20% of the work we do. So if you are sitting here, you're working a 12-hour day, the Pareto principle says that only about 2 or 3 hours of that is really amounting to 80% of your paycheck. The other 9 hours, give or take, is only responsible for 20% of your paycheck. So if you're working all those hours and only 20% of them are worth your time, that's where your focus needs to go. So I love this because when people are first starting out, it's really easy to get sucked in, to be working until 2 a.m. in the morning, but you get busy. Remember, we talked about how busyness is something we want to remove from our definition of hustle. And so if you're just busy working 80% of the time, you can kind of cut that work out and still retain most of your take-home money. So you need to figure out, what are the 20% of the activities that I do that add revenue directly for my business? I'll give you some insights into what might be the 20% for me. This would be things like, you know, interviews, right? No one else can do interviews, and they always lead to an increase in my list and even an increase in sales when I'm strategic with them. This would be things like running Facebook ads, right? They're hugely responsible for success in our business. We make passive sales because of how we run our Facebook ads. This podcast, no one else can do it. And when we disseminate this podcast, it gets, you know, opt-ins, right? We promoted our free challenge book at the beginning and we're prepping for a launch. So we want to put this content out there. It warms people up. Things that probably aren't in the 20%, posting on your Facebook page, especially if it's not getting a ton of engagement, right? Making massive plans, but not acting on them. Going through your to-do list every single day. Spending 3 hours in Facebook groups without intention. So hustling can fill up your time with busy work, but if you can identify the busy work, all you have to do is either remove it or go to step three and outsource and automate. Now, just to recap, we've said, you know, give yourself a quick alignment check. Are you doing things that are in alignment with why you started your business? What are the 20% of the activities that are really moving the needle? And then number three, what can you outsource and automate? Whether it's from that 80% of busy work, that's the stuff you really want to outsource or automate. And what's the 20% you're doing, but you could hand over to someone else? Now, here is the trick. The trick to outsourcing and automating. Now listen, outsourcing gets thrown around, I feel like, just about as much as the word hustle does. And so I struggled for a really long time to start outsourcing my business, but now I have a few different people that are working with me on an upcoming launch. I have some pretty staple team members, but it doesn't start out easy like that. But here is the thing. When you find your 20%, which I gave you as step two, what I recommend you actually do is take out a notebook after this episode and write down the high impact activities in your business and the low impact activities, but they have to get done. Then you know exactly what you want someone to do. So when you're trying to outsource, this is just a little tip for you. So many people are like, I'm looking for a VA, right? Because having a VA is amazing, right? So, oh, I'm looking for a VA, or I'm looking for a social media manager, or I'm looking for this. When we outsource, I say, I'm looking for someone that can do X, Y, and Z by this time. And then I post in a few different Facebook groups I'm in. You could post in my Facebook group, you can post in other Facebook groups, you can post in your own Facebook group if you have one. But the key is, when you ask if you're out of alignment and you actually identify the things that are making you money and the things that aren't making you money but have to get done, you can take that list and hand it to someone. Or you can automate. So one thing that I know makes me really good money is email marketing. Right? My email marketing is pretty good. It tends to bring in revenue, whether we're promoting something, you know, high ticket or low ticket. I like email marketing and I know it builds my business. So while I can't necessarily outsource someone else writing my emails, I could get a copywriter if I really wanted to outsource it, or I can set up marketing funnels, sales funnels, and I can automate my email marketing to new people that join my list. See, think about it. I can do work on the front end and automate on the back end. So I write the emails, I write the Facebook ads, I write the sales funnel, I create the sales page, right? And then I can outsource the running of the Facebook ads, I can outsource the customer service, I can automate the sales process, and all I have to do is my 20% showing up for my students, updating my courses, right? That's the 20%. That's the stuff that pays me that no one else can do. So outsource and automate is step number three. Okay, five steps to maximize your hustle. Now, step number four is expand with gratification. And I took a little bit of liberty with this step because I picked a theme for this year before it ever started. I picked the word gratifying expansion. I wrote that down in a journal and I said, that's how I want to live this year. As I expand, I want it to feel really, really gratifying. What I've noticed about hustle is that it's easy to get sucked in. It's easy to get sucked back into that kind of workaholic mentality. It's believe it or not, it's easy to get addicted to the work because we do what we love. We love what we do, whether you're a health coach or a business coach or you help people write. We love what we do. And so we easily get sucked back in. And so expanding with gratification is about going back to your list, your 20%, and when something new comes along, should you do it, yes or no? It's not about saying, I think this will grow my business. I think this will do this. It's about saying, why am I doing this? Is this something I can outsource and automate? And if not, is this part of that 20%? See, people tend to think that, you know, when you get to the top, it's great. You can be on any show you want and do whatever you want and do all of this stuff, right? That's the perception we have. When you get to the top, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. But if you get to the top by signing on for stuff you don't have time for, being a guest expert here, doing a guest blog post there, showing up for a virtual summit here, right? It means you're spreading yourself so thin that you're already breaking rule number two. So expanding with gratification is about saying, are the new opportunities that I'm going to be presented with moving me towards what I want? See, because step one through three was all, where are you right now? What can you outsource, automate? Take a look at your current setting. And step four is, as you start to move forward, do you expand in alignment with what you've discovered in the first three steps? Now, this isn't to say virtual summits are bad or interviews are bad or being a guest expert is bad. I've done all of these things. I've been on virtual summits. I've been a guest expert in programs. You know, I've stepped in and done trainings for friends or for people who have paid me to come in and train their group, right? But only when I have the time, space, and latitude that it's not going to take away from what I ultimately want, which is more time to enjoy my life. So on a regular basis, I turn down opportunities for interviews and virtual summits and guest expert spots and affiliate promotions. Not because they wouldn't be great or because I'm too good for that stuff, hardly. It's because I want to expand with gratification, and I would encourage you to do the same. It lets you get more done with less time, because ultimately, if you are spending all of this time, you know, allocating your time to things that aren't part of the 20% doing most of the work in your business, you're just staying busy for minimal returns. And then number five, lead with the passion. I said this a little bit in number four, but we do what we do because we love it, right? If you're listening to this show, there's passion in you. There's a good chance you even call yourself a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I hear that all the time. And I think the biggest thing to the hustle is leading with the passion. And I don't mean this in that quizzical sense of, you know, lead with passion and the money will follow, or do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life. No, I mean lead with what started you, right? So as you go through this and as you start to expand, you have to check in with why you're doing this, right? I do this because I love the freedom it creates for myself and my clients. So when I'm unsure or I'm busy, I have to say, okay, let's step back. What can I do that creates more freedom for myself and my clients? Because that's what I'm passionate about. Making more money, because the money buys the freedom for my audience, right? So as long as I'm leading with that passion, even when I'm in those times where, again, I'm not sitting here saying it's all sunshine and rainbows, and I'm not sitting here and saying it's all all-nighters 24/7 for the next 8 years of your life. But when you lead with that passion, no matter what happens, whether it's a 3-hour workday or a 30-hour workday, because you figure out how to add 6 more hours to the day, and when you do, you should call me. But you lead with the passion because it won't feel like the worst work in the world. I don't love scheduling emails, but I love talking about Facebook ads and I love pushing that information out there. I don't necessarily love scheduling social media posts. I find that process trivial, but I love writing them and I love sharing them with people and I love sharing with my audience, right? So as long as you lead with the passion, you can hustle more and have it feel like less. So let's recap these steps and really get down to brass tacks here. Number one, ask why you're doing what you're doing. Do you want more freedom? Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Why are you even doing this? Because as you start to grow your business, you want to check in and say, is this moving me closer or further towards my ultimate reason for doing this? Number two, identify your 20%. Look at the Pareto principle or the 80-20 rule and find out what is the 20% that's in my business right now. How can I get rid of some of that 80% that's kind of becoming excess? Number three, outsource what you can from your 80% and the 20% that you can and automate the rest. And then anything you can't replace, that is what you work on. Number four, expand with gratification. Remember, don't take on opportunities because they come. There are going to be a million opportunities. I remember when I first started that I wanted to say yes to every opportunity, and I did. And if somebody would have said to me then, you know, when you get further down the road, there's going to be a ton of opportunities and you're not physically going to be able to say yes to all of them, I would have laughed. But it's true. The more you put yourself out there, the more opportunities will come, and you cannot do everything forever. And then number five, lead with passion, because my opinion is that I don't care what anybody says. There will be a time in your business where you have to pull an all-nighter. There will be a time where you get to take the whole day off and you get a ping to your phone that you have $1,000 day while you're on the beach. There are extremes in every situation, but if you lead with that passion, if it's a hard day's work, an easy day of work, an average day of work, it's always going to leave you feeling gratified. It's always going to leave you feeling full. And as long as you're hustling in a way that grows your business, connects to your ultimate why, expands you and your growth, and lets you lead with your passion, that's a hustle that I can get down with. So again, that's five steps to maximize your hustle. Now, before I wrap this up, I want to give you the link to the show notes. If you want to recap on these five steps, you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/35. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/35. And we'll have some notes there waiting for you. Just a quick little recap. And of course, like I said, if you want to snag that challenge workbook, we're working on some really cool stuff here. So you may want to snag that ASAP so you don't miss anything. Again, hustling is not about working more or working harder. It's about strategically taking actions that move you closer to your goal in an intentional and strategic way. I cannot wait to get out there and hustle a little bit more today, and I cannot wait to see what you guys do with the content of this episode. Again, if you want to head over to hearthustlers.com, that is my free Facebook group, Heart Hustlers. You can join in there, and I'd love to know what you thought about today's episode. I'm ending this one a little bit different. Rather than just a call to action to the show notes, I want to see you in the Facebook group, hearthustlers.com. Whether you're a member or not, head to that link. It'll take you right to Facebook. No opt-in required, and I want to know, do you need to hustle more? Do you need to hustle less? What do you think about this definition of hustle? I want to hear from you because ultimately, you guys are the ones that help me create amazing content for this show. And I want to hear more about you, your definition of hustle, and where you think it stands in today's current business space. Until next week, keep hustling, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.